Track 6. Hello everyone, it's David here. And as you will have already noticed, Brian is taking a well-earned break this week, so I am here with this week's sports report. This week we start with news of a change at the top at Wolves Football Club once again. Wolves have appointed former Porto boss Nuno Espirito Santo as their new head coach. The 43-year-old becomes the club's fourth manager in just 10 months after replacing Paul Lambert. Owners Fosun turned to Espirito Santo after Lambert's exit on Tuesday, just 7 months after joining Wolves. But the new man's arrival could be a game-changer in the transfer market, managing director Laurie Dalrymple believes. The 43-year-old Portuguese boss arrives with Champions League pedigree, having managed European giants Valencia and Porto. Wolves signed a number of overseas internationals last summer, including Silvio, Prince Onyango, John Dardy Bodvarsson and Roman Seis, as well as Portuguese youngsters Helder Costa and Ivan Cavaleiro. While the success rate could kindly be termed as hit and miss, Dalrymple believes that Nuno's arrival will make a big difference. When you bring in a coach of that calibre, it changes the dynamic of how you can go out and recruit, Dalrymple said. So what do we know about the new man? Here's five things you may not know. Number one. He's good pals with Jose Mourinho. Well, kind of. During his playing career, he was part of the Porto side managed by the current Manchester United boss. Mourinho managed the Portuguese club from 2002 until he was bought in at Stamford Bridge in 2004. Whether Nuno picked the brains of Mourinho in terms of a future in management is another question. However, if he ends up anywhere near as successful as the special one, Fosun's decision to bring him in will certainly be vindicated. Point number two. He was a goalkeeper and scored a goal. As a player, Nuno was based between the sticks, often meaning you don't see too much positive goal-mouth action. This wasn't the case for the new Wolves boss on one occasion, though, as he scored a single goal in his senior career during a 7-0 thrashing of Varzim during his time with Porto. The goal wasn't your typical goalkeeper strike either, as it came from the penalty spot in the dying minutes instead of from a frantic corner as you might expect. Whether we'll see him returning the favour to the likes of Karl Hakimi or Harry Burgoyne next season is another question, although if Wolves are 6-0 up against anyone, we're sure the fans wouldn't mind. Point number three. Trophies in abundance. If success is what you're after, Nuno is offering plenty. He's picked up numerous trophies as a player, including the Copa del Rey, Primeira Liga titles on four occasions and the Taça de Portugal three times. On top of that, he's won the Champions League and UEFA Cup, as well as the Portuguese Super Cup. In terms of individual awards, the keeper bagged the Ricardo Zamora trophy for the Segunda Division in 2000, awarded to the goalkeeper with the lowest goals-to-games ratio. He conceded just 31 goals in 41 games, an average of 0.75 goals per game, for Merida to claim the award, and is the only Portuguese player to claim the honour in its history. On the managerial side, he helped guide Rio Ave to Europa League qualification for the first time in their history after reaching Portugal's two domestic cup finals in 2014. With that kind of success already, surely he can add championship promotion to his CV, right? Point number four, manager of the month. During his time at Valencia, Nuno saw plenty of success in the dugout, so much so he was awarded with several honours in La Liga. Bagging the manager of the month award on three separate occasions, Nuno took the spoils in September and December 2014 and in February 2015. During his time at the Mestalla Stadium, he even got the better of Real Madrid, beating them 2-1 before drawing 2-2 with the Galacticos at the Bernabeu. It's clear that he has the tactical nous to do a good job. Let's just hope he can do it on a Tuesday night against Barnsley. And point number five, bench warmer? Well, whilst Nuno certainly won plenty of games over the course of his playing career, he wasn't the most regular starter for many of his clubs. Whilst his time with Vitória Guimarães saw him make the pitch plenty of times, his spells at Deportivo La Coruña and Porto weren't quite as plentiful as far as time on the turf goes. In fact, over his last 8 years as a senior player, Nuno only made 40 league appearances, less than an entire season of championship fixtures. Of course, watching games has no doubt given him plenty of knowledge of the game, so all that time on the bench seems to have paid off. Let's hope he can transfer it onto the pitch at Wolves. In other Wolves news, the club's joint founder, a prolific goalscorer, a fan's favourite and a loyal servant are to be included in the Wolves Hall of Fame. Jack Brodie, Dennis Westcott, Frank Munro and Andy Thompson are the four new entrants to be given the prestigious honour. The Hall of Fame opens its doors every 2 years, with the quartet joining the likes of Billy Wright, Stan Cullis and Steve Bull. The legends will be inducted at this year's Former Players Association annual dinner at Molineux on June the 28th. Now turning to cricket, and an estimated 1 billion people were due to tune in to watch a cricket match between India and Pakistan at the Edgbaston Cricket Ground on Sunday. There was much jubilation in the air for the key clash between the countries, but also a deal of caution after Saturday night's terror attack in London. Even before the Manchester bombing, there were plans for full security for the key India versus Pakistan game with a one-in, one-out policy and thorough bag searches. But nothing could dampen spirits, not even the rain, although it did affect the play. It was to be India who claimed victory against their old rivals with a 124-run lead. In local cricket, Wolverhampton slipped into the relegation zone of the Birmingham and District League Premier Division after defeat at Walsall. Overseas player Sivakumar Duvappo hit 105 as the Galway outfit reached 227 all-out against Wolves, for whom Johannes Bothma took 3 for 30. After losing early wickets, skipper James Hammond revived the visitors' hopes with 59. However, steady bowling from medium pacers Ed Denham, who took 3 for 23, and Robbie Byrne, 3 for 31, maintained control for Walsall, who earned their third win of the season. Kidderminster remained rooted to the bottom of the table after a 7-wicket defeat to Ombersley, who made short work of the strugglers' total of 237. Mark Edwards with 74 and George Hadfield, 48, were the main run scorers for Kidderminster, while Liam Weston took 3 for 45. And West Bromwich Dartmouth were also beaten by a Dorwich side, earning their first victory of the season. The weather's not been so kind in the world of Speedway, as the last two fixtures at Monmore Green have been washed out by the rain. Last week's Wolves v Poole Pirates and Cradley v Bellevue doubleheader was called off mid-afternoon. This week's Wolves v Kings Lynn Stars fixture fared no better following a mid-morning decision to postpone. The postponements may have been welcome news to Wolves skipper Freddie Lindgren, however, as he's struggling with a knee injury and had declared himself unfit to ride in both meetings. Wolves had called in Scott Nicholls to ride as a guest on both occasions, but they'll be keen to welcome back their number one for the rearranged fixtures. Lindgren rode through the pain barrier at the Speedway Grand Prix in Latvia, but his handicap resulted in a meagre 5-point haul, which saw him lose his top spot in the points table, although he is still only 1 point behind leader Poland's Patrick Dudek. Well, that's it for this week, so it's goodbye from me, as Brian will be returning to the hot seat next week. Bye.